Hi guys, it's Moses from Mr. Benetti, the YouTube channel again. After the last video, we saw the in the last video we saw that the Tesla coil was fairly much in tune. It was putting out some pretty nice output until the diodes, the high voltage diodes that were rectifying my AC flyback transformer, decided to catch on fire and give up. But we saw the coil was working, the output was pretty good. So I decided to go straight to what we were originally going to try and see if I can drive this coil at all off this quadruple Benetti machine. Now, of course, we're not putting anywhere near the kind of energy we're putting in off of that ZVS driven flyback transformer. But if I can get any kind of decent breakout from my breakout point over there, that'll show that I am driving it. Now, of course, I could go with lower capacitance. I have about 5.5 nanofarads. I could probably go with about 1 nanofarad, but I would have to completely change my primary to increase the inductance substantially. I would have to use different wire because there's no way I'm going to fit enough of that wire on there to get a big enough primary. I'd have to go with finer primary wire and much more turns. So I can get away with maybe a 1 nanofarad capacitor. But right now I decided to hook it up straight to the machine, not change anything. Spark gap is the same size. I could probably make the spark gap smaller, but it's the same size. I am using a 100,000 volt high voltage wire on one side to my capacitor bank, and I'm just using an hour gator clip on the other side. Probably not the best idea. Probably better off using the high voltage wire and also, the point on the end of that alligator clip might be leaking off some charge, but we'll see if we can get any breakout and we can get it to work this way quick and dirty. And let's go see if we can get it to go. First of all, I gotta get my bug zapper off in the background because the fluorescent light from that will obscure our view. And let's go and turn this thing on. There we go. If you look at the top of the Tesla coil, see if I can zoom in on that. We are actually getting breakout. I don't know if it's coming in so good on this camera, but there's your Tesla coil breakout. See if we can get focused a little better. So the Tesla coil is breaking out, and we are powering it straight off the quadruple Benetti machine, nothing else. Again, there's your Tesla coil breakout being driven off of a 12-inch quadruple Benetti machine. Nothing else from my power supply. I haven't modified anything other than hooked it up to the Benetti machine instead of the flyback transformer arrangement. And there's my breakout. So I would say overall it's a success. We are driving our small Tesla coil off of a quadruple Benetti machine as its power source. See you next time. Hi guys, Moses from the YouTube channel Mr. Benetti. I figured that now that we have the Tesla coil actually being driven from the quadruple Benetti machine, I might as well do at least some of the typical Tesla coil theatrics that people do when they first get a Tesla coil working. I might as well at least light a fluorescent light bulb. Of course, I can light the fluorescent light bulb from the field coming off of my Benetti machine, but it's much more fun to see it happening off the Tesla coil driven by the Benetti machine. So let's go ahead and do that for starters. Let's see if I can get it in frame a little bit better than I have it. That should do. And we'll turn the machine on again. I noticed in the last video that you could see the Tesla coil breaking out even with the lights on, driven by this. not as well as you could when it was driven by the flyback transformer, of course, but you could see some breakout happening even before I turned the lights off. Anyway, let's turn this on. Hopefully the machine's still charged up. Let's see if it'll go. So it's not, I'll start it up by touching it.
Tesla coil breakout all the way off to the left, and I have the bulb over here, and the bulb is lighting up, and you can see the bulb lighting up pretty nicely. And of course, if I get closer to the coil, it lights up even better. But here I am, I'm a good like 6 feet away, and I'm still getting the bulb to light easily 6 feet away. So, hey Parker, that's wireless energy transfer. And then again, I don't know if you can see it, but you can see the breakout coming and touching the end of my fluorescent bulb there. Ow. That was a nice little shock. That hurt quite a bit more than I expected from such a small Tesla coil, but it is what it is. And there again, that's how it lights from the RF put out by the Tesla coil. There's the machine right there. It is lighting from the machine now. Well, that's from the high voltage off the Benetti machine, I believe. But it's a lot closer to the Benetti electrode than it needs to be to the Tesla coil. About here is where it wants to work. And here, again, I'm about easily 5 feet away from the top of the Tesla coil, and it's lighting up over here. Much more stronger than it is off the Benetti machine, than 6 inches away from the Benetti. There we are, close to the coil again. With the spark hitting the end. I'll try not to get shocked again this time. And there we go. So we're getting pretty nice output. And again, we're just driving this thing by with any machine. Nothing else. So there you go. Again, complete success. Quadruple Benetti machine. Here it is running. You can see the negative side corona between the disc sets and the corona on the front disc. There's your spark gap firing. And there's your Tesla coil output off in the distance there. That's your Tesla coil going. So overall, complete and utter success. I'm quite happy with the results. Actually, the results I think are even better than I expected. So, see you next time. Signing out.